Now, this is the beginning of the visit with Cookie, this long visit with Cookie, with Barbara and Wayne, this Thursday, the 5th of December, 74, Channel 2 over, and the beginning of this long visit with Cookie with Wayne and Barbara, this Thursday, the 5th of December, 74, Channel 2 over, and the beginning of this long visit with Cookie with Wayne and Barbara, this Thursday, the 5th of December, 74.
Four cows. Drug them on and drug them off. And I ain't joking. I damn sure drug them on and drug them off. They was the damn poor.
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, I had a bad case of the high trough.
The what?
Oh, that affected the cows too.
Oh, nothing to eat. Damn sure would. I tell you, when your trough gets so high, you can't eat out of it, can't get nothing out of it to eat, well, you get skinny too, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what they call the high trough. Not feeding them.
Yeah. God, there. Well, was that from around here somewhere? The cow?
Who's your next archer?
Oh, what happened to him? Just no pasture?
There's nothing to eat. Damn sure nothing to eat. Period.
No pasture, no feed, no nothing.
That's right, nothing to eat.
No hay.
No. Nothing. When I say nothing, by God, that's what I mean. Nothing.
Well, I'll be damned if I've seen that recently.
Well, you ain't been around.
Have you?
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah, you just ain't been around.
No, I ain't been around much.
I can take you and show you about 20 head of cows right,
that's funny.
Right now. That's the poor, by God, you can throw your hat and it'll stick anywhere.
They just can't afford to feed them.
They just know they just can't
feed
them. Well, you wouldn't allow them on your place, that's poor.
Well, I tell you what, I could stand them for a day or two, but then you keep looking at animals like that for a while, and you get to feeling so miserable you can't stand it.
I don't. I get to feed them, and when I get to see them moving around, hell, it makes me feel good.
Yeah. You remember our friend who brought some over here?
Yeah.
You remember your mechanic over there? What's his name?
Alvin.
You remember them old bony things he brought over here?
Yeah.
And then they'd follow me up and down that lane.
Yeah.
'Cause they're hungry. Now, they were pets.
Yeah.
But he sure didn't overfeed them.
Well, they had a bad case of the high trough, too.
They get out on you in your truck.
Yeah, I dug five off, dug three on to get them on yesterday morning, and dug five off when I got there.
Couldn't stand up.
That's right, drove off and left them lay right out there in the middle of 1,285 damn acres.
That'd be the end of them.
That's right. All but one.
You brought back.
I feel sorry for the little devil.
But
I don't want... Nah, that's under the table. I don't want nobody to know nothing about that. The man knew I'd have a time of getting my money. Which I am. I ain't got my money yet. But I got a cow.
$100?
No. She ain't worth no $100. I'll take $100 for her. Yeah. I'll take $100 for
her. Cookie, when you know ahead of time you're not going to have a hard time getting your money, you got the truck. You would just protect yourself.
Well, now, the man didn't tell me that I was going to have a hard time of getting my money till after I done turned the damn cows loose. And 1,285 acres. Now, you tell me, you explain that to me. I got the one I got because she was down.
Well, you had five more that was down.
No, we got them up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. This one, I would have had to go off and left her lay right there. But I've got her on her feet now. From last night until tonight, I got her where she can get up by herself.
Well, that's pretty good. I didn't know they'd mend that fast.
If you know what to do, if you just put some groceries in front of them, they'll damn sure eat.
Well, the thing of it is, they got, a calf just got one stomach.
I don't know.
Well, you take a cow, you see, that is, a cow takes nourishment pretty slow.
Well, this is I'd say 8 or 9 month old heifer, half Angus and half Charlotte.
It takes a cow a good while to get a little energy, Bob. Horse just got one stomach.
Take a calf or a heifer, they just got one stomach. They can get quick energy.
Yeah. Well, where'd you run into that fella at Archer? You been knowing him?
Maybe over at the VA hospital. Now, he asked me what I'd done for a living. I told him, haul cattle. Done as I could. He said, you're the man I want to see. He said, well, you charge me to take a load of cows to see tomorrow for me. I said, 40 cents a mile. Loaded mile.
He got his own place out there.
Yeah. And his dad owns 1,285 acres in Sebring.
Oh, that's his dad's place.
Yeah.
Well, between them, they ought to be worth 40 cents a mile.
I just ain't got up with him yet. Hell, he's like I am. He's hard to catch.
Yeah, it pays to be sort of skittish sometimes.
Yeah. Just like I was thinking, coming down the road. God damn, everybody wants to see me, but they want me to go see them. Ain't a damn soul ever comes to my house to see me.
Yeah.
I got to put all the damn expense running all over the country hunting for them.
Yeah.
Because they want to see me.
Well, now, I
don't... And it ain't worth a damn because I got to pay all the expense out of my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no return half the time.
Now, you can care that a little further. When you sell a horse, you got to take the horse over there and show it to them.
That's right.
And maybe leave it a day or two.
Yeah.
And if they don't want it, go back and get it.
That's right.
Well, now, you...
I ain't worth a damn. I'm done.
Well, Johnny, what is his name? He went out of business, I think, partly on that account. Well, Johnny lived over in Melrose, worked over to on the campus, put in light bulbs.
Oh, I'm who he is.
You know who he is. He quit. Wasn't he in the car business or something like
that? Oh.
He put us in business. He's the one we got Missy from. Missy and
Johnny. What's his last name?
Well, you know who it is.
Yeah.
They know it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to him, see? Come and join the party.
I just want to get a knife.
Okay.
Good evening, ma'am.
How do you do?
That looks like business, doesn't it? Okay, what, He's been trying to tell me about that auction down there. I don't think he knows what happened down there.
There ain't very many people does. Well, there wasn't very much happened.
Is that right?
They just tried to steal your automobile and give the ones away that they had there.
The ones that sold, they just give them away?
Yeah. In my book, they did. Yeah, I got more money than a 51 Chrysler, and they was getting out of a dang 67, 68 model Ford. I got more money in one, and they don't even run, than they're getting out of one that they drove in and drove out.
Well, at a market like that, are the prices sometimes pretty good?
Sometimes they're good.
That's a wholesale.
Yeah. Sometimes they're good. But heck, it was just the day before Thanksgiving. Didn't nobody want to get tied up the day before, well, for Thanksgiving, moving their automobiles and so forth.
Just a bad day.
$520 for my truck. Oh, there ain't no way. I'll let that thing set up and rust down before I take that first.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, ain't nothing wrong with it. Only reason I didn't drive it down here tonight, this truck had more gas in it than it did.
Yeah, I was surprised then. Well, Wayne, you know everything that happened over there?
Yeah, I wanted Cookie to tell you what happened with his title. What was that problem? That lady was...
Oh, she commenced griping about my title. My title didn't correspond with the identification number on the cab. And they wouldn't believe me telling them that that was a different cab on that truck. They wanted to sell the damn thing as a 67. Which it was a 67 cab. I'll agree with them. But everything else was 71.
They could tell by looking at it, couldn't they?
They could tell by looking at it, but they was going by the ID number. They sell it by the ID number.
Oh, do they?
In other words, you could take an old 65 or 66 down there with a 71 ID number on it, and they'd sell it for a 71 model vehicle.
Well, that's about the way I've done it, yeah.
So I told them, I said, run it with no ID. And that's what they done.
Well, those old men, they know
what they're doing.
What they're doing. I mean, she don't have to explain everything to them.
Well, they could tell by looking at the bed or the tailgate. It was a 71 model.
Well, what happened to the cab?
Well, that's one that Frank wrecked and tore up, and I rebuilt it.
Oh.
I'm not going into that now. I just rebuilt that truck.
The whole shebang?
Put a 67 model cab on it. Now that's all I'm going to tell you.
Well, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, I put a 67 cab on a 71 Chevrolet.
And the rest of it's all right.
The rest of it's all right.
Yeah. Well, they don't need to know all the details.
They thought they did. They wanted my life history, but they didn't get it.
Did you know any of them?
Yeah.
Who did you know?
Buddy Kay. He's from Palatka, Sanford, Daytona. He's got a finger in four pies there.
Same thing in each place?
Yeah.
Buddy Kay.
Which one was he?
He's a big fat guy.
Oh, the one with the big nose?
Yeah.
What is he?
He's got an interest in that auction. Alaska, Sanford, and Daytona.
So he just makes a round?
Makes a round. That's right.
They sell once a week?
once a week. At four places.
Yeah. So that gives him a weekend at home.
Well, now they got one on Wednesday afternoon, Palatka. It starts at 1 o'clock in Palatka.
Yeah.
And Wednesday night at 7:30 in Ocala.
Oh.
Then they got one Thursday night in Sanford and Friday night in Daytona.
So it's just 2 days out of his life.
Yeah.
He's saying he wanted to buy a horse, right? Wasn't he the one?
I'll sell him a horse when the time comes. One looks like, I think looks like a horse.
What did he do?
Who?
The one we're talking about.
Oh, Buddy King? Oh, he came up and was talking to Cookie. And he's saying he wanted to think about buying him a horse around the first of the year.
Well, I'm going to do in the auction.
Oh, well, he did, well, mostly he walked around and slapped people on the back and,
He was trying to get people to bid on the car.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's true.
So he went around and knew everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'd try to get the prices up.
Yeah, he's trying to get the prices up. But he never done it.
Not that Wednesday night.
Not that Wednesday night, he never done it. Remember that green 67 Chrysler went through there?
Hmm.
$185.
Mm-hmm.
That 72 Cadillac, it went for $2,200.
Remember
that red one that had the siren on it?
Yeah.
The one right after it.
What are we doing? I don't remember. Only $2,200 I meant.
Well, you.
It's close though, that's right.
$2,200.
That red one sold for nothing, too. That was a 73.
73. It went for what? 43, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How much is it worth?
Retail about 65.
Well, that's a pretty good price.
Yeah, good price.
How do you explain that?
Well, ain't no explanation to make.
Somebody just wanted it.
Just figures and figures. Figures makes it all.
Somebody just wanted a Cadillac.
Well?
73 Cadillac.
A 73 Cadillac for $4,300 when it retails for $6,500. If you wanted a Cadillac, wouldn't you jump on it?
That's a little hard for me to imagine.
What?
About $1,400 is my limit.
Well, break it down like this. If you could buy a $1,400 car for $800, would you jump on it?
Yeah.
If you wanted one not in that description?
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Yeah.
Figures makes the answer. I can't.
Who else you have? Who else was there besides?
Well, let's see. There's lots of dealers there. Car dealers, I guess there was. Wasn't
yeah, it? I know the face, but don't know their name.
Mm-hmm.
They know my face. But
you run into them here and there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, is that little independent dealers or big ones? Or
independent.
I see. One of these little used car lots on somebody's front yard.
Yeah.
Who's that fellow that he had three cars just before yours went up? He was selling them. And he bid on your truck, too. Standing right in front of you on the platform when you were up.
He got Car City up in Gainesville. He owns Car City car lot. New car lot.
Were you talking to him before your truck went up?
Yeah.
I
talked to him out in the yard.
And that's why it's been on the truck.
I was offered 8 for it out there.
He didn't get anywhere close to 8 inside, did he?
520.
I thought he bid 600.
520.
It's about right in here now, isn't it?
Mm,
not too hot, not too cold.
It was cold up here that night.
I've been so damn cold here, it don't make any difference anymore.
You don't mind a little heat now. We're not used to this, huh? I'm going to tell you, Cookie, I haven't been to court in so long. I wouldn't feel right. But I have never been in federal court. Were you in federal court or just talking to one of the officials?
I was in federal court.
It is awful. Want to teach you like a gentleman?
Oh, yeah.
They don't just say, here, boy, come on, sit over here.
No, they don't do that. Not in my case. Because they know I didn't do it. They just know I'm trying to make right somebody's wrong. That's all they are to it. But they've got limits. And they can go so far, and that's as far as anybody can go. And they extended me to their limits, so that's it. That's all there was to it. I wasn't in there 2 minutes.
Oh, you wasn't?
I mean, before the judge.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for 2 minutes.
He had everything in his mind.
He had everything in his mind. He had it laid out there. He told me what was what. I agreed with it and went along with it and signed the paper and walked out.
Oh, you signed the paper?
That's right.
And that you would agree, would abide by
his decision. Give him $2 court cost and walked out.
So you just had a trip over there?
That's right, I had to trip over there. I drove right up to the door, I knew where to go, and I drove up there, and that was it.
You've been there before?
No, but I knew where it was at. I'd never been there before.
Well, you talked to them before.
I talked to them. They told me how to get there. I talked to them on the telephone. Got it all set up on the telephone.
Well, you had a deadline on Monday last week, wasn't it?
That's right.
Well, how'd you have that deadline?
Well, that's why I'm trying to tell you. I talked to them on the telephone and told them what I had done and what I could do, what I couldn't do and what I wouldn't do.
So they gave it until last week?
That's right. They said, you'll be up here next week.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was there. I told them I'd be there.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, they said they would draw, they would see what they could figure out.
What they figure out?
January the 20th is their official deadline.
I see. They just figured out another deadline.
But they can go so far. That's it.
Yeah.
But I ain't worrying about that. I ain't dead yet. I just want a little breather here for a few days. That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be gone. I made it once, and I'll do it again.
Well, you've been at it ever since. You went to the Sebring, you got these other trips on.
That's right. I just want a few days breather, and I'll be right back out on the road.
Let me see. Now, what's your next trip?
Chicago, Illinois.
That's next week.
No, my next trip is a little trip. Saturday, Quitman, Georgia. Quitman, Georgia. I go from Quitman, Georgia to Mariana. I dump off some in Mariana, and I go to Mobile, Alabama and dump off some. I come on back home and dump off the rest of the load.
Now that's Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning.
Oh. Well, you're going the round.
There ain't no way for me to make it Saturday and Sunday. Leave there Saturday night at midnight and be back in Sunday. There's no way.
You'll be back Monday.
Sometime.
Well, now, I didn't know. Let me see now. You going to pick up a load of equipment?
Yeah.
Now, that's not your load.
No.
And the fella going with you?
No.
You gonna get pick him up for him?
He'll be up there.
Oh, I see.
Fella'll be there, but he'll drive his Cadillac up there. Hell, you ain't gonna ride in a damn old truck like mine.
These horses?
Buy them $7,000 and $8,000 horses? He ain't gonna do that, no.
Oh, you mean you're gonna haul high price things?
I'm gonna haul some money.
Well, that cost him a little more.
Yeah, better believe it cost him more.
Well,
you go from there to Mobile?
Go to Mariana and dump off some. And go to Mobile and dump off some. I'll bring the rest of them back to Gainesville. Or down here to Ocala, rather.
Well, that burned. I didn't get it straight just what you're doing. All I knew was...
Well, I didn't know it. I knew I was going to Quitman, Georgia and get a load of horses.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the details as to where they were going until last night.
Oh, I see. And they're going to be high-priced horses.
That's right. I saw him bring $50,000 in that same ring right there.
A horse?
I saw a cutting horse bring $50,000.
Quit.
Yeah.
Is that quarter horse
sale? Quarter horse. They have four sales a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the big ones?
This is one of the big ones, just before Christmas.
But he's going to buy the horses.
He's going to buy the horses, that's right.
That'd be nice to watch him, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't be nice to watch him.
Nothing to it?
Not him. I don't even want to talk to him until after I get the horses loaded.
Yeah.
I ain't after nothing he got. I don't want his lip, his alcoholic odor, breath. I don't want that. All I want is his money. And him stay the hell out of my way.
Yeah. I just breathe the...
Just give me the long green. No, I don't want his lip, his... alcoholic breath, no. I just want him to stay the hell out of my way like it's horse loaded.
You mean he operates with a little alcohol?
You better believe it.
I didn't know they could do that, could you? I thought a man had to be sober if he's going to use his judgment. And I just caught up yet?
Grandma, you got a long way to go. You got a long way to go.
You didn't know about those rich horse breeders, did you?
And they perform with a little alcohol under the belt.
I saw them come in there and have knowledge of a horse and so drunk they couldn't sit on them.
Buy
and sell. make money.
That's why they're driving those Cadillacs, isn't it, Cookie?
That's why they're
driving Cadillacs with a telephone in it.
Yeah.
Well, we priced a telephone one time down here. I don't know who it was, but some of us did. And they would give you a telephone for $130 a month at that time.
That's right. In your car.
In your car.
Yeah. Plus, a dollar for every call you made on that son of a bitch.
Oh, is that going on? Is that right?
That's right.
Well.
That's just it.
Got a lot to learn, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you buy your horse? Did you buy him at the sale?
No way. I don't buy horses at sale. I'd really lose my shirt. Now, I'd ridden that horse for 6 months to almost a year. He belonged to somebody that was born there. I was fooling around here with
them
until I knew what I was buying.
Yeah.
The thing of it is, you see, she's in it for enjoyment.
Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Pleasure horse.
Yeah.
And they're in it.
For the money.
So she can spend 6 months investigating a horse.
That's right. At their expense.
Oh, no.
She got paid for handling him?
I got paid for doing it.
That's
she,
right.
I
say, at their expense.
Oh, I
yeah.
see. I see. Well, how'd you happen to buy that horse when you could get paid for riding people's horses?
Well,
is that a fair question, Cookie?
No, I think it's a fair question.
Well, I'll tell you, because I figured I could make a profit on it.
Sell him?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you bought him to sell. She not married to him, Cookie. Have I heard that expression before?
No. I bought him to sell. I would have sold him 18 months ago if I'd had the time to spend on him, I should have.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you want to sell him, don't sell him now. Now's a bad time to sell a horse like that.
Mm. I wouldn't sell him now anyway.
Wait until I see. About the middle of May.
When the pastures come out?
When the pastures comes out and put him in take him up in Pennsylvania and you will sell that horse.
How much you gotta get out of that horse?
About 4,000.
How much?
About 4,000.
She better talk to that fella in the Cadillac, hadn't she?
The nobody yet?
No.
Not to that one.
No, because he's not her his type of horse.
Oh, he don't
he's
want
a quarter horse man, right?
He's a quarter
yeah,
horse
he's
man.
A quarter horse man.
He don't want a pleasure horse. He wants a roping horse.
He wants a cutting horse, a roping horse, a cow horse. He wants a workhorse, what they call a workhorse.
They want a workhorse.
That's right.
And Barney don't work.
He don't work cattle.
He don't work cattle.
He works her.
Yeah.
They ought to have some collapsible jumps. See, she's been here. You got jumps up over there?
Not yet.
Look at that. She's been here 6 months and hasn't gotten jumps yet. Huh? That's like play with her big pianos.
That takes time.
To get jumps?
Mm-hmm.
They don't live forever, you know.
I know, and they don't go up overnight either.
Jumps? it couldn't be that much trouble.
They don't grow up overnight either.
Well, I don't know. Now, is that work you did on that trailer over there going to be worth the trouble?
Yeah. If I sell it, it is.
But you can't sell it, okay?
The hell I can't.
You can't. You ain't got anything else to make a living on.
Why?
So you got to haul in.
Look, if I sell that thing and make a profit on it, I won't have to haul.
You can't pay off the federal court with that trailer.
No, hell I can't. You give me my money out of it and I'll go and turn me loose and see how quick I pay it off.
How much you got to have?
I got to have $1,750 for the trailer.
You can't get $1,750 for that old beat-up trailer.
I'll get it or keep it.
You don't want to keep it.
I've been offered $15.
You have. Yeah. You don't think you could just slip them a little?
No, I'm not slipping.
Up there in the federal court, they wouldn't trade with you?
No. I want $1,750 for that trailer, or I'll keep it.
You won't get that much. I don't think you can get 15.
I've been offered 15.
I'll bet you couldn't.
Call Jack Stokes and ask him if he didn't offer me $1,500 for my trailer.
Well, hell, if he can offer you 15, he can go 1750.
Well, maybe. No, maybe he got a prospect that he can only get $1,600 out of it.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't going to go backwards.
You ain't going to take $16 for
no.
It. Hell, you're going to, you married to it.
No, I'm not. I ain't got no marriage license with it.
And when you put a price like that on it, you ain't.
Well, you just go buy one to compare with that one and see what you're going to pay for it.
What would you pay?
Around $2,250.
You?
No. What are you talking about, new?
How much Jack pay for his? He bought his new.
No, he didn't. He bought it used.
How much he pay?
He paid $2,000 for it.
Used.
That's right.
Was it in good shape as yours?
No, sir. It
now
still ain't as good a shape as mine.
Now, did Jack get in that thing and haul around the country?
Yeah.
He can handle animals like that well? Well enough to load and unload and all.
Oh, yeah. You see, I bought my trailer from Jack Stokes.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. I gave him $1,800. It needed a paint job, it needed brakes, and it needed tires when I bought it. I've got new brakes on it, new tires, and a new paint job. Twice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get $1,750 or I'll damn sure keep it.
Yeah. And you think that's about just an ordinary price for it?
That's right. That's average price for it.
Just an average price.
That's right. Another thing it needed a floor. I put a new floor in it.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
Why, hell, you rebuilt it.
Completely. I put new brakes, new spring bushings, new spring pins, new wiring throughout, new lights, new floor, new tires, new front wheel bearings, and painted it twice.
How about that gooseneck up there? Is that... you have to do anything?
Ain't no maintenance on that.
Not at all.
Not at all. All that, I've been all that and put about 90,000 miles on. in that neighborhood. And I'll put more in that. $37,063
for the 100,000 model. Well, the parts that you replace, you can replace the parts and just keep it going.
That's right.
The frame and all,
there ain't no wear on it. I replaced the wearable parts. The movable parts, I've been replaced them once.
And you got good tires on it, and all your machinery, gears and all work all right?
Everything's in good shape.
For $17.50. Well, it looks to me like if you got all them assets, you solve it. And the banks, you see, even the banks, you see, don't come to his rescue. I don't see how the courts, now I'm not interfering in your business now, I'm just saying in general, I don't see how the courts can operate when the banks don't operate.
The banks operate on preferred customers only. They're saving their money for the big moneyed man.
Yes.
Once it was $25,000. On 12-13% interest.
Yeah.
These little $1,000-$1,500 jobs, they don't make them no money.
It's more red tape than.
And they get out of it.
What they get out of it.
So there it is. I'll get out here and work it out. I'll earn it. One way or the other.
Work at the service station?
No.
Haul. You can make more hauling, you can.
How have I been making it?
Hauling.
I've been making it hauling.
Yeah. Hauling and trading.
That's right.
You think it'll pick up after Christmas?
Oh, yes, got to.
Things just stand still.
Things just on standstill. People not moving their cows. They got a little feed now.
Yeah.
But by, I'd say, middle of January, they ain't going to have no feed. They're going to have to sell.
Yeah.
They're going to be forced to sell.
So they'll be hauling.
That's right. They can't do like Bill Haynes. Turn them out and expect them to, their eyes to turn green and eat sand and live off of it.
He's a fella you haul for down there. I don't know any of those fellas. Well, you didn't know him.
No, I didn't know him. But I did run into him. Got the job.
Well, now you see, Wayne, all this stuff that he's talking about, you see, that's what he comes in contact with all this stuff. I don't come in contact with it. You see, I don't know about it. All I know about the damn stuff, what he's, I hear him talk about. So, and this goes on all the time. So, now you take that trip up to Buck Mountain. Buck Ridge. You see, that's another world up there.
Yeah.
Well, he got into it. I didn't get into it. I just heard him talk a little about it.
I don't want to talk more about that damn place either.
hell, you are.
That was
you,
bad, huh?
You didn't miss much making money out of that. If you had just got there a little bit before that damn woman got in there. How much early did you need to get there?
2 hours.
Yeah. How about that?
2 hours knocked me out $1,000.
Yeah. Well, now look at that. Look at that. Look at that. You'd have had them loaded and away from there.
I'd have been, yeah.
And when she got up there, she wouldn't known what had happened.
Because once I'd have got him on my truck and got in the road, there'd have been no damn way. No way.
That fella, he sort of baffles me. Why in the world he'd go there to start with is more than I can understand.
I can see why she left him. I damn sure can. I'd want a woman to leave me if I'd taken a hole like that.
Yeah. And he likes it. He'd been there 3 years, you said.
Yeah. 3 years.
I don't know how he kept all that stuff in. He had fences, I guess. Figure them sheep was so pretty, Cookie.
How do I figure they were so pretty? They just damn sure was so pretty. They was. I don't figure nothing. My eyes didn't deceive me there.
You saw them?
I saw them.
All in eight of them.
One thing.
Goats.
Yeah.
And is all well fed.
Thing to be.
I wonder if he had any of that good grass like your daddy had.
I don't know. I damn sure didn't see none of it. All I saw was mountains.
Yeah. Well, now when he told you, or you quoted him as saying that he just leaves them out there, they were. They wasn't costing him anything. They had to eat something, couldn't
he? Well, naturally, they got to eat something, sure. Just like down here, hell, you didn't just turn your cows out down here and let them run and hunt what they wanted to eat. You can give them a little something.
Little something? So
sure.
You think he'd give them a little something?
Well, sure, he had to.
You see, your daddy didn't have to give him anything all the time we was up there with all that grass.
Yeah, but God darn, and all that snow. There wasn't no snow up there.
Yeah, you couldn't get to it. You had to feed him in the snow.
They ain't got bills on 9 inches long where they can pick that grass through the snow. Well, I got the other one go.
Well, which way are you heading?
I'm going back home.
It's time to eat now.
Yeah.
It'll be right at supper time.
I got to go. Yeah.
I might talk to Fred Wood down here. Fred told me he was interested in pickup.
Fred Wood?
Yeah. The store down here.
Just forget about Fred Wood. Because he's like all them other damn fools. He wants something for nothing.
And he's going to get it too.
If he gets it, he's damn sure going to get it for nothing.
Yeah.
So I ain't even going to waste my time going down and talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. Fred and Freddie. I wouldn't want to make a living trading with them.
But they ain't gonna skin me. Hell, I'd rather take that pickup and trade with them big Belgian mares than I'd rather do anything else on the road with it.
Can you haul with that haul?
Yeah.
Weigh a ton of peace?
Yeah.
Just cattle frame? They sit up, stand up there with a mane flying.
That's right. Like saw with a flax mane and tail. Weigh about a ton apiece. Just little old things.
Yeah. I'd hate to shoe them and pick up that foot.
Where they at?
Down Bushnell.
Is that on 75?
Mm-hmm.
That's over to the right. West.
I think so.
I went through that one time, that long time.
I think it's west of 75. Heck, I can't remember. I know where it's at. I know how to get there. Big pair of mules weigh 1,500 pounds apiece, too.
Yeah.
Those big mules,
huh? That's right. They're also sorrel.
Cookie, I've never seen a sorrel mule.
You, I tell you what you do. You drive to Stark, just about 1 mile south of Stark on 301, on the right-hand side, you'll see some horses in a pen. And you see that big pair of mules right there in that same pen. They'll stick out like a sore thumb.
I bet they would.
Because they got ears about that damn long.
How much is Riley with that?
About 13, 15. He's a little old pony.
Yeah, big mules, all right. And those Belgians, those are really big.
They're not as big as I have, so. I saw them weigh 2,200.
Is that up West Virginia?
Pennsylvania.
Is
that up
in the oil field?
No.
No, the other side, huh?
No, heck no, last fall. Sale. I don't know, maybe about $2,630.
Oh.
Now, she would appreciate that sale. Now, if I was up there, see, I wouldn't know what's going on. I think she's the one that goes. Let me tell you, did you see some of those pictures of her? Well, did you show Cookie any of those pictures?
Mm-mm.
Let me see if I can find it. You brought some up there.
Now, there's a place to go to sell Barney.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
I've got connections there. I can pick up the telephone and call a woman right now, and I'd pretty near say I can get that money for her now.
I can guarantee you could if he's in good shape. He's just sitting out there doing nothing in the pasture, a little harder.
Well, now she knows whether he'd be in shape or not. She knows whether he can get in shape or not.
Oh, yeah.
What would your commission be on something like that?
Oh, I'd take it for 15%. I'd take it for 15%.
I'm laughing, not in here.
No, I got them. They're out in the car.
Those others are better. Yeah.
Well, that ain't very good. That ain't no good. Now you tell me what I was thinking about there, and I'll eat your hat.
Do you know?
No.
Oh.
I don't think, I was out there on the rig, and just painting. She's going to take, let me tell you, because they don't want pictures that look like anybody anymore. You've seen them in the newspapers. They got a lot of what they call mug shots, but they ain't interested in those. Well, a fella looks like a normal human being. They want you to look
stupid.
Yes. True wrong. Except they'd call that fine. I mean, they'd brag about that. Man put on his clean bridges and stood up there and looked at the camera, you see, they'd say, that's the one they'd think is screwball. Look at that square. See, I don't have to worry about that. They don't come around taking my picture. You see, you're the one that does things.
Heck, I don't do nothing.
Who's been doing all the talking the other day?
You have?
Where's your car? I don't know. See if he'd like to see it, or what he thinks about them. They're better than these. I mean,
yeah.
Me they are.
Let me see.
Well, I got the proofs out in the trailer.
Now, what this woman told me, I went up to Georgia, up past Valdosta to Tifton, and I went up there to see the fellow that gets out that Foxfire magazine book. He's having a meeting up there. But we got up there early, and they had a sort of an antique fair, an antique show over there in the mall. Brand new place there, great big. And ours was Ms. Hellstrom. She walked up to this place, that's the reason I did. She walked up to this booth, and she says, "Oh, ain't that nice?" And the lady came over there and was talking to her, she wasn't talking to me.
Taken inside the trailer.
Yeah. Well, I see it's not, there's, you might say there's some question as to who has more money in this meeting over here around the table this afternoon. And time. You see, I worked a week on that trip to Buck Mountain. I set it down. It ain't right because I haven't had access to you to check it for me. Half of it, I don't know whether I got it down right or not.
Yeah.
I worked on that just one meal, that first meal with your daddy, from Friday noon until through Tuesday. I got that on tape, and I got that straight. Except, I transcribed that a half a dozen times because every time I listened to it, I heard something else in it. That is one of the richest things I ever got into. I never got into anything like that. That is just a plain old meal.
That's an everyday affair, too.
Yeah.
You know that. I mean, it was an everyday.
That's
every
right.
day.
That's right.
Same thing.
That's right.
Only there's something different come up every time.
Yes. Yes. That's the thing about it. That's the truth. And somebody listened to that, they say, well, they're putting on a show because they got company there. That ain't so at all.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
No, sir.
No, sir.
And I see you have the experience. But what you get out of it is damn little.
That's right.
And for the things have been such a screwball here the last few years, you go in the hole. Well, I get these flatheads over here and sort of show them how to listen to you and look at what you do. And then they're so flabby in the muscle, you see, by the time they learn something, they got to go rest up for a year or two. They can't stay with it long enough. They could write one series of articles on these things we've been talking about and make more money on it than you've made for the last 5 years. Well, that's a little bit too much when you figure some of them things you've made and paid off. But at least they'd have it clear.
That's right.
And they could do it, the whole thing, they could do it in 3 or 4 months' time. I mean, they could get it up to the point where it'd be worth something. Well, you say, why don't I do it? I can't do it.
They could do it. They could work it up where it'd be worth something to them and me, too.
I don't give a damn whether it's worth anything to them or not. What they need is experience doing it. Anything they get out of it, I'd give it to you. You're the one that's doing the work. But now, what little paint you get out, you squeeze out of me to paint your trailer ain't worth a goddamn compared
no.
to this.
Not really, not no sir.
And all this other stuff. Why hell, I stay awake at night working with these. Well, look at the ones I worked with.
That's right.
Okay, I had a woman. Let me tell you who come up here the other day. She's promising. I won't tell you about her. She lives down here in Ocala on 200 down there next door to. Kingsland. That's a big development. Now, he's a horse man. I told you about him. He's a circus man, and he's a roping man, and he does anything. He's a trick man, and he teaches, and he trains. So he's bound to be pretty good, but he ain't got very far along in school, but she has. And the way it worked out, he's got a press secretary right there in his family. That's all she does now. Write about him. Write things for the horse magazine. And she's pretty good, but she ain't good enough. Well, They need money. The students who go to school who take lessons with him, just she said he got three new students in one day, but four drop because the daddy didn't have enough money to pay the bill. You know, with the wages being cut down, so they having it rough. Okay, she came up here. I had notice there in that state employment office. For writers, feature stories. Basically, that's what it is, except it's an extension of that. You have to be a little better than that. She came up here and she thought she was already in the money. And about him. If she had just left him at home, I might have got a little information out of her. But he sat over there and told me, just call the play for me. Got me in a corner as to just what I wanted her to do. Well, I didn't know what I wanted her to do because I didn't know what she could do. Well, I called down there afterwards and she said that she wanted a job, yes, but she didn't want it 6 months from now. Well, the lady from the department office called me and I said, I hope that lady worked out. Says she's the best one we've found. I said, she's promising. But I said to her, she be like old Roberts Smith said. He said 9 people out of 10 that advertise a house for sale don't want to sell it. They just want to find out how much they could get for it. And then they just like the excitement of people coming up and looking it over. That's what he told me. She don't want a job. Once she's faced with one, of course she'd have to leave that little farm down there, that little 10-acre horse farm down there, and wouldn't get to hang around there and write them little jingle articles for the horse magazine. They sound childish. She could do a whole lot better.
Well,
now that's what you run into.
Well, I've got to go. I'm going to take out of work tonight. Got to go feed them horses. That's right.
Well, let's go. You going down there now?
Yeah.
This is Long Session with Cookie with Barbara and Wayne this Thursday, the 5th of December, 74. Channel 1, Channel 2, Channel 2 over. The end of it, around 1500. Channel 2 over, around 1500. The end of this long session with Cookie, with Wayne and Barbara this Thursday, the 5th of December, 74.